and metal. Sometimes you see roofs of old houses out in the country made out of this. That's probably
10.
Sure. And you say a dime is worth
10 cents.
Okay. Talking about clothing, what would you say a man's three-piece suit consists of?
A pants and a coat and a vest.
Okay. You ever heard men refer to their pants by any other name?
Trousers.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about these things that you used to see farmers wear mostly, but now you see students? And
suspenders.
Okay, all right. You ever heard suspenders called anything else?
I don't think so.
You ever heard the word galluses?
Mm-mm.
Okay. And something else that I was thinking about that farmers used to wear, it's kind of a one-piece thing.
Overalls.
Yeah, yeah. The students seem to be pretty popular with students now. What about this expression? I'm looking for a preposition here, just kind of fill in the blank. Talking about a coat with buttons. You say that coat sure has fancy buttons. It. Mm-hmm. All right. And talking about the word bring, if I ask somebody to do that action yesterday, I'd say yesterday so-and-so.
Brought.
Mm-hmm. And if he's done it several times, he's
brought it.
Right. And tomorrow he's going to
bring.
Right, okay. If I'm trying something on that I haven't worn in a long time, say a coat, I might say something like, well, that coat won't fit this year, but last year it perfectly.
Fit perfectly.
Mm-hmm. All right. And if my old suit's worn out and I need something to go to church in, I might say, well, I need to go to town to buy myself a
new coat.
Mm-hmm. Or if it's a whole suit,
a
I need
suit.
To buy. What?
A new suit.
Sure, okay. And if a little boy has the habit of picking up everything he sees and putting it in his pocket, but before too long, his pocket's going to begin to
bulge.
Mm-hmm. All right. Or say if you accidentally put a shirt in water that was too hot for it, it's going to get smaller. You say it's going to
shrink.
Yeah. The past of that, if it did it yesterday, you say, yesterday I washed that shirt and it
shrunk.
Right. If it's done it every time you've done that, you say it's
shrunk. I don't know.
Okay. Every time I've washed that shirt, it has
shrunk.
Okay. Say if you're going out on a date, and your date's in here waiting on you, and your mother says, well, she's still in her room, she's in front of the mirror, she's taking a little time with herself. What would she say you were doing?
Praying for them, probably.
Okay. Anything besides that?
Mm-hmm. I don't think so.
Okay. Well, what if a boy was doing the same thing, if he were spending a lot of time with himself? What would you say he was doing?
Just getting ready, man.
Getting ready, okay. Right. What do you call the thing that you carry all your things around with you, you know, with the straps and all that?
Purse?
Mm-hmm. Things like that?
Mm-hmm. Pocketbook somehow.
That would be the same as a purse?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is there something maybe you smaller that you would carry inside your purse with a clasp, maybe used for change or
a bill phone.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You ever seen men, maybe older gentlemen with something like
just
that?
Just a little change purse?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Would women have change purses too?
Yeah, like
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Then something that you might wear around your wrist just for looks, that would be
a bracelet.
Yeah. And what you're wearing around your neck, what would you call it?
A necklace.
Maybe if it were beads or pearls, would you call it anything different?
String of beads or something like that?
Mm-hmm. Sure.